This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Persons have been killed when a fire broke out in a residential place near Gulzar House near Charminar in Hyderabad this morning. The deceased include 8 children under 7 years of age and 6 women. Several others injured in the incident have been shifted to various nearby hospitals. 11 fire tenders and a robot were pressed into service immediately. The fire personnel have brought out 17 persons from the building. The police informed that the cause of fire is not yet known and an inquiry has been initiated into it. Meanwhile, Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy visited the incident site and assured all assistance to the affected families. Chief Minister Revanth Reddy directed the officials to take all measures to provide better medical assistance to the affected people. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was deeply anguished by the loss of lives due to the fire tragedy in Hyderabad. In a social media message, he conveyed condolences to those who've lost their loved ones. He announced an excretia of 2 lakh rupees each to the next kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees each. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has announced plans for a new policy aimed at the economic revival of primary agriculture credit societies, PACs, that have been liquidated. Addressing the cooperatives conference organized by the Gujarat State Cooperative Union at Science City in Ahmedabad, Mr. Shah emphasized the government's commitment to strengthening the cooperative infrastructure in the country by revitalizing PACs. He also outlined the government's ambitious goal of establishing a PACS in every panchayat across the country by 2029. Highlighting the government's focus on the principle of cooperation among cooperatives, Mr. Shah said that this initiative has led to an increase in cooperative deposits by 11,000 crore rupees. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has announced that 7 all-party delegations will soon engage with key nations against the backdrop of Operation Sindoor, reflecting India's collective resolve against terrorism. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju shared the list of MPs and delegations representing this united front. These groups will be led by BJP MPs Jayant Panda and Ravi Shankar Prasad, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha, Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Eknath Shinde, DMK MP Kanimori Karunanidhi and NCP SCP MP Supriya Sule. The groups will visit Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait, UK, France, Germany, the EU, Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan, US, Brazil, Spain, Greece, Russia, and many other countries. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has said that the world has witnessed the military strength of a self-reliant India and the success of the Make in India initiative through Operation Sindoor. He was addressing the media following a Tiranga Yatra organized in the Khaparkheda Panchayat area of Nagpur district today. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar on his birthday today. In a social media post, President Draupadi Murmu wished him good health and very many years in the service of the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, said Mr. Dhankar is blessed with tremendous knowledge of the Constitution, reflecting from his years of work as a leading lawyer. He wished Mr. Dhankar a long and healthy life. The Prime Minister has also greeted former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda on his birthday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Mr. Devegowda is widely respected for his statesmanlike approach and passion towards public service. The Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, has announced that entry to all ASI monuments and museums across the country will be free today in celebration of International Museum Day. The Union Ministry of Culture has confirmed that the ASI is opening its 52-site museums and all ticketed monuments to the public at no charge, aiming to encourage broader public participation. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will take on Punjab Kings at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. In the second match of the day, Delhi Capitals will face Gujarat Titans at 7:30 p.m. at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.